T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Born August 8th in Orlando, Florida. From an abusive childhood, he rose to become one of the most successful frontmen in modern hard rock. The band is Creed. His name is Scott Stapp. Sold over 53 million albums with Creed. He told a story in his book, Sinner's Creed. He's just released a new single, Purpose for Pain, from his upcoming solo album, The Space Between the Shadows. And on July 2nd, you can see him live on stage at Knuckleheads. Please welcome, Scott Stapp.
There's gotta be more, 'cause life is insane. Gotta turn this around.
Hey, Scott, how you been, brother?
Been good, man. How you doing, Johnny?
Good, man. It's you're rolling into Kansas City next Tuesday at Knuckleheads, which is an incredibly cool place, man. That's one of my favorite places to see a show in all of the city.
Oh, man, we're excited to get there, man. Can't wait.
So congratulations on The Space Between Shadows. Everything sounds great. I've got so much stuff to catch up on. So what's been going on with you, man? Where you been? What have you been doing?
Oh, man. Well, the last 5 years I've been touring, and then about a year and a half ago, a little over a year and a half ago, my wife and I, Jacqueline, had a little boy named Anthony.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. So I've been on daddy duty and enjoying my family and my kids at home while also in the studio making this new record, The Space Between the Shadows.
Yeah, and it sounds great. Purpose for Pain, fantastic, man. Really good.
Oh, thanks, brother. Thanks, brother.
And how good is it? How great, honestly. And things all, you know, turn out well if we let them. You're able to be home with your son and spend that time with him. And you know, very few guys get to do that because, you know, we've got to go out, you got to earn. So if you get to spend a little bit of time in those crucial years, man, that's what a gift.
Oh, it was awesome, man, because I have my other son, Daniel, who's 8 years old. I got to coach. You know, it was awesome to coach him through baseball and football and basketball over the last 2 years and then just be involved with my daughter who's 12 and, you know, take him to school and pick him up and just be a dad, you know, and one of the reasons we moved to Nashville 3 years ago was because I was there all the time when I wasn't on tour, writing, recording, my band's out of there. And so I was like, you know what? I could spend so much more time with my family if we just lived here. And so we made the move and it worked out perfectly because it was studio was while they were in school. And so I'd drop them off at school, head to the studio, then leave the studio, pick them up, and then, you know, just get to be the dad I love to be, man. And so it was awesome.
Well, you know, it's our mutual friend, LeJon Witherspoon, lives here in Kansas City, and I watch him with his son, Kingston, and his daughter, Jada. And I think that's his favorite thing is when they're off tour. When Seven Dust is off, he's taking him to school. He spends every moment. He really, truly loves being there. And I think it's incredibly hard for him to go out on tour.
It's tough, man. And I love LeJon, man. He's an amazing human being and has a beautiful family. And I've known LeJon since, I think, like 97, 98. And just can't speak highly enough of him. And he's an amazing man.
No.
I'm just like him, man. The toughest part of touring for me now is to be away from the kids. And thank goodness, you know, I'm at a place where I can, they're out of school for the summer where, you know, they come out every other week and stay for a week. And so I'm not having to, you know, be gone too long without seeing them, but 7 days is still too much.
Man, now, you know, let me ask you this, because, you know, once, and anybody who knows your story and read your book, it is really incredible for you to be able to operate within your family, because you came from such a terrible place, you know, with the way you were raised and such abuse, such terrible abuse, that you must have been at least at some level kind of terrified that what would you be like as a father? Because you're afraid it's leaked into you, right? Like, you're afraid that you'll repeat at least some kind of the attitude, you know, because we're always a product of our environments, right?
Yeah, you know, ironically, man, I think I decided young that, you know, when I left home at 17, that I would never be like that.
Right.
In my life. And so I went to the extreme opposite of the environment and the abuse that I dealt with as a child. And you know, that my wife has to tell me sometimes, you know, you have to, you know, provide some discipline sometimes, because I'm the lover and the fun dad and just want to love on my kids. And so I, which is great. But of course, as a parent too, you know, you've got to have rules and boundaries. And so I went, like I said, to the extreme opposite. So I'm still, you know, four kids later, trying to find the right balance.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, better to go one way than the other, right? Like, I'd rather be a little undisciplined than never any kid deal what you dealt with. And that's, you know, when you see the title, Purpose for Pain, to me, you go, yeah, no, he's still at least finding fuel in that terrible childhood.
Yeah, man. And plus, you know, it's been no secret that, you know, I've had my struggles and they've all played out publicly. And you know, someone wise told me a number of years back that it wasn't all in vain, that if I had a mindset, no matter what I was going through, no matter what struggle or adversity or tragedy that I was enduring at the time, if I looked at and got outside of my own brain and started thinking about other people and using that as motivation to help me get through the situation that I was getting through, that I could use that experience and what I learned from whatever challenge I was going through to help someone else when I got to the other side of it. And, you know, when that finally sunk in my brain, it took away all the pain and the hurt and the negativity and in some cases shame and embarrassment.
Sure.
Because I realized, you know what, I'm gonna use this because someone else is going through the same thing. And so I've been able to find others that have gone through some similar situations with you know, groups that I'm involved with, and I've been able to share my experience and hope with them, and I've seen it in action, man, and it's a life-changing experience.
Well, and you know, we've seen, if you don't deal with that, and by the way, I wholeheartedly agree with you that the best way to get through your pain is to deal with somebody else's and to help somebody else along. I think it's if more people would just take a moment and try it, you'd learn that being helpful and doing something for others is almost selfish in the sense that you feel so good about it, and it just delivers you to a much better place, despite what you might be feeling inside prior to that. And it's really better for you than even the people that you help. I truly believe that.
It absolutely does, man. What it does is it gets you out of yourself.
Yep. Yeah.
It gets you out of, you know, I think sometimes we don't realize when we're so wrapped up in our own thoughts and in our own situation, you know, we can have these, it's kind of selfish. We can get trapped in this cycle of it, you know, unknowingly being self-consumed. And so when you get outside of that, even no matter what you're going through, you find that it helps. You're not only helping someone else, but in turn, it's helping you. It's kind of a unique scenario, and you explained it perfectly.
Yeah, it's and you know, if you don't get help, we've seen what happens with Cornell. You know, we've seen Cobain. We've seen time and time again. And you know, and you were there. You know, in the opening of that book, when you start to read the beginning of Sinner's Creed, you realize how close you were. And so, and not to dig it up, but you know, because here's the good news: your skeletons are out. Nobody can ever F with you again about them because they're out in front of everybody. And once they're out, everything dies in the light of day. There's no more to be afraid of. There's no more to hide, you know? And there's a lot to be learned from that. Just letting it all out in front of you. And it sucks at the time, but who's going to screw with you now, man? Scott, you've done what you've done and it's out and it's over.
Yeah, man. And, you know, like I said, you know, I don't walk around with the mindset that it was all in vain.
right.
and with my tail between my legs. Because
that's it.
Now I can, I use that as a purpose to pay it forward and to help. And so it's given me kind of a new, not only view on life, but a purpose in life. That's much bigger than myself and even my music.
Well, and I think that's what happens to people is, you 53 million albums sold, such an incredible band, such an incredible career. And if it's removed, then what is your purpose? And I believe without purpose, people die. I think people, when they retire, they die. You've got to have a purpose in this life, no matter what it is. You have to have a drive and something, to a reason to get up and go, because you're going to make all your decisions based on that purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. And outside of my wife and my kids, I've found a new one.
Yeah.
And it's been a gift to me.
It's going to be a great show at Knuckleheads, and I can't wait to hear the entire CD. July 19th, The Space Between Shadows comes out, and you're going to love Knuckleheads, man. It's I've seen everybody there, and it's straight out of a movie. It really is. Like you couldn't concoct a place as cool as this. It was a railway station, and then it was a roadhouse. Then it was Fog Cycles, which stood for F and Old Guys. And then Frank turned it into a music venue, and he'd never had a music venue. So there's a train that runs next to it, an overpass above it, and a giant factory behind it in the middle of a completely screwed up neighborhood. And it is the most legitimate place, I think, musically in Kansas City you'll ever go to. And you'll see what I mean when you walk in. You'll love this.
We're pumped, man. We're also excited that we're gonna be playing 5 songs off the new record, even though it's not out yet. And 4 of those songs you can get by the time we get to Knuckleheads if you pre-order the album. So the fans will be familiar with 4 of the 5 new songs that we're playing. So for all the fans out there that want to hear them before we get there, that's just a heads up.
Man, I got a plane ride today, so I will. I'll download them, because I definitely want to hear them. Because the only one I've heard right now is "Purpose for Pain," and I was just like, man, that's like, I was happy for you. It's a good song, man. It really is a solid, great song.
Oh, thanks, brother. I appreciate that, man.
All right, man. Listen, don't make it so long before we speak again. And congratulations on everything.
No problem, man. Thank you so much, and it's always great to talk to you, brother.
Take care, man. Stay right there. Talk to Scott. But yeah, if you haven't heard this, listen. But if you read that book, you won't feel that way. I don't know if you were here when we interviewed him.
I wasn't here.
Oh, his old man. Oh my God. This woman that, or this man that his mom married, beat them in the name of God every day of his life. Like, he beat him and his family. Like, beat them. He was a dentist. He used to pull their teeth to punish them.
Jesus.
Make them stand in front of, like, to brush for like 40 minutes. I mean, it was some insane amount of time, but would read scripture and beat them while reading the Bible, like, incessantly. Never ending. And that's why he ran away, bailed out. And they just, and this is the tip of the iceberg, by the way. I don't have the book in front of me, so I have to kind of go back.
Wondering.
But I just remember reading it and feeling like such a dick for painting him.
Goofing on him.
For goofing.
When
and you read it, you go, Jesus Christ, man. I'd killed myself. I guarantee you, I would have killed myself when I was 13 years old. If I'd have gone through that, I'd have checked out. I promise you, I'd have checked myself out. It was that terrible. Like, the level of horror that guy went through, and then he could get there. So no wonder what, of course he was screwed up by the time he got fame. And by the time he got to that place, he had nothing else to work from. I mean, when I tell you, it was some of the worst abuse I'd ever read about in a human being.
Whatever happened?
He still tried to work it out, and it didn't.
He tried to?
Yes.
Both.
After he became, because here's what happened.
Oh.
You're a victim, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you're left with this terrible self image.
Mm-hmm.
This abuser is just beat you to death. So then you become something in the world's eyes, and you want to go back and see if maybe now there'll be love.
Mm.
And even as an adult, when you should just despise and hate and just hire someone to kill the prick.
There was an accident.
You keep trying to gain that approval from this monster. So no, and I don't, there's no goofing on Scott Stapp after that. I'm like, don't buy the record, do buy the record, go to the show, don't go to the show. But I promise you, if you read his book, you'd
root for him.
Yeah, you really would root for him, man. This Tuesday at Knuckleheads, it's going to be a solid show. And he, like he said, you can get 4 or 5 of those songs, The Space Between Shadows, Scott Stapp, STAPP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.